It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Chad Blair checks in with us with the latest developments in the struggle over control of Abigail Kavananakoa's trust. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So what's the latest?
It just keeps getting more interesting. Jim Wright, who was formerly Kavananakoa's attorney and then was fired by her, but still remains a trustee in this $215 million estate, has asked a judge to determine whether Kavananakoa, who's 92 years old, who suffered a stroke last year, should have a guardian. Wright is concerned that Kavananakoa is not able to make sound decisions and worries that that might impact her ability to make other decisions going forward. For example, hiring more attorneys. He's worried about, is she directing her legal team or is the legal team directing her? So Wright has asked Circuit Judge Mark Browning to make a determination by September the 10th.
Now, this case, I don't know, there's something just so sad about it. You know, when you know that Kavananakoa, you know, talked for many years about how her hope was to really help the Hawaiian people.
Right. And the money, or at least half of it, according to Terry Langford's article that's up today, would go to a foundation to benefit Native Hawaiians. And that's over $100 million. And that is what is at stake here, because the ongoing legal battle over that awaits a court hearing in November. By the way, Terry did check with Michael Lilly, the attorney for Kavananakoa. No comment. And that's because, according to Lilly, he can't comment. The court has ordered that he remains silent on this. Of course, they have worked to try and remove Jim Wright as the trustee in this case involving Kavananakoa. Remember how she also got married to Veronica Gale Worth, and she is now involved in the proceedings.
Right, and I know there was a housekeeper, someone who was providing care for her, who also has issues with a home, I think, over in Central Oahu. So it's just really kind of sad, all these effects of this fight.
Yeah, and remember, it was just 3 months ago that a court-appointed psychiatrist actually did determine that Kavananakoa was suffering some mental capacity challenges and maybe not able to understand complex financial stuff. So there seems to be some precedent for that. We'll see what Judge Browning determines.
Now, I don't know if you know the answer to this question. I haven't been tracking this case that closely. But I thought that there was a television station that had filed a motion to try and unseal some of the records in this case. Do you know anything about that?
You know, I don't know. I do know that there are records that have been sealed, and I can't speak for sounds like a Hawaii News Now story, but I can't confirm that. I do know that there have been TV reporters, I think in particular Rick Daysog with Hawaii News Now, has been looking into this, but I just can't speak to whether that they've moved in that direction. That has not been part of our own reporting. I don't recall seeing that. Of course, records are sealed often at the request of attorneys to protect information that might be detrimental should it get out publicly.
Right. Okay. So we should stay tuned.
Exactly. We'll be back with more.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad. That was Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.